Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. Today, we're going to discuss a topic that is important to me, and I've had a lot of people ask a lot of questions about it, ask about how serious I am with it and if it's actually, you know, all these things, just pretty much showing they don't really understand what I'm saying I want to do and what I'm doing. And so I'm going to take this episode and I'm going to just pour my heart out about this. You guys are going to hear everything. No holding back. Today, I'm going to tell you about my streaming hobby slash hopeful career and why I want to make this come true. So, if you enjoy seeing this side of me, opening up more about my personal adventures, make sure to follow the podcast, send it to a friend. Make sure to also give me a rating if you are willing. And if I earned it, but without further ado, let's get into the episode. All right, so if you follow me on Snapchat, if you follow me on Twitter, if you follow me on Instagram, then you know that I've been streaming games, mostly on Twitch, but now on Kick, for a good portion since January. January is about when I started. So I'm going to open up about why I'm doing this, and I hope this helps a lot of people understand, because a lot of people, they don't like insult it whenever I tell them this is what I'm trying to do, but if this makes sense, like, they don't understand. You can tell they just don't understand. Right? Deep down, they're probably wondering why I'm doing it. So we're going to take it back. We're going to take it real back. Way back. Way back. That's what I meant. So when I was 12 or 13, I started making YouTube videos as a kid. I really wanted to be like the YouTubers I watched growing up. I was, in the home, the iPad kid. I wasn't much of like that, you know, in public, but in the home, I was the iPad kid, except it was with an iPod Touch. I'd plug in my headphones, I'd sit on the couch with a blanket or something, and I'd watch YouTube videos. I'd watch a lot of YouTube videos. For the most part, my parents didn't care because, you know, I'd sit on the couch next to him. So I guess they were like, well, he's with us. And I didn't just, you know, it wasn't like all day, every day. I'd watch stuff with my fam, do stuff with my fam. But I'd watch a lot of YouTube videos. I even had a routine that I kept almost through the entire run of high school where I'd wake up every day. I get out of bed. I go eat a bowl of cereal. And then I watch a YouTube video. Most of the time, I would even pick out the YouTube video that I wanted to watch from my favorite YouTubers the night before. So I'd put on my watch later and then watch it that next morning. Which, of course, I said I started when I was younger. That was when I was in high school. But still, the dream's been there since that time. So, fast forward, I have the way I did it back when I was like 12, I put my phone up. I'd prop it up with some books, a box or something in front of my TV, and I'd record what I was playing. And ladies and gentlemen, those videos are on the internet. Technically, I have them privated on a channel that I uploaded to. So if you want to see those videos, help me grow, because I intend to eventually, at a time where it would be really, really hype, I'm going to react to these videos someday on my YouTube channel now. So yeah, but they are cringy as you can think. So I started doing that. Well, then I started looking into equipment. I wanted to buy equipment that would record my screen legitimately while I was playing. And I bought some, trying it out. And I'd wanted to make YouTube videos. Well, then I hit the hiccup of I don't know how to edit videos. So we were still able to send back the product we bought. So we sent it back. And that was that. Well, then we try again. I tried doing something else a little bit differently. I try making some videos here and there, you know. Pretty much this goes on for a long period of time. Fast forward to college, I start making YouTube videos again. I buy this a better piece of equipment than I bought the one time. I even bought an editing software, a year subscription to an editing software. And I'm just sitting here like, are you trying to figure this out? So that time I have everything I need to do it. And I don't eventually stick up to it. We'll get to that in a second. But the reason I've tried all these years to do that is because one, if you know me, I'm a personality that likes to, I don't shy away from being the center of attention. I just don't. I'm not saying I need it. A lot of people think I need it. I don't need it, but I'm not afraid of it. And at times I welcome it a lot. However, I don't need it. But when you're a YouTuber, you are the center of attention for the portion of that video. When someone clicks a video or clicks a show, you know, maybe you're watching a show about some and somebody you likes that one of the main characters in it. You know, they're the center of attention. But it's really more so in a YouTube video because a lot of times you can have a YouTube video by yourself and it's like, you are watching me. And I watched so much. They influenced a lot of aspects of my life, my humor, what I liked, what I didn't like in gaming, because I grew up watching them. And I mean, I was fortunate to, when I started watching YouTube videos when I was like 11, I'd watch the same group of guys, same ones from like when I was 11 to when I was like 17, legit. And then when I was about 17, 18, they started falling apart. Some of them got legal issues. Some of them just stopped. So good thing I was ready to kind of move off then. I moved off watching YouTube videos in that way once I got to college. Technically, when I even got to this senior year of high school, I'd watch YouTube videos, but I'd watch in a little bit of a different way, not as much as I did. But they influenced me so much because I watched them all the time. I mean, I'm a Christian and nothing's going to change that. And they never challenged that. But, you know, if I was younger and they actually did challenge the faith, I think I would have backed off and stopped watching. But imagine the ones that don't. There's a lot of people out there that have all this influence and they abuse and they send you in the wrong direction. These guys didn't do that. They really just cared about playing their game. But I thought about it. I was like, they really influenced for many years of my life, like what I like to watch, what I like to do, what I like to play. And they didn't even really, it felt like they didn't even try. So then I started thinking, I was like, okay. You know, I could be an influence on the internet. I could be an influence for Christ, be a good example, always be a safe bet for someone to look up to. And I love playing games. You know, you hit the stage where playing video games is made fun of. Then it transitions to, it's kind of normal in college. Everybody, if you think a guy doesn't play a video game, if he doesn't, he's in the minority. Because like there's even basic level games that the basic level gamers play in college on their PlayStation or their Xbox or whatever. Might be just a sports game or whatever. And I'm not saying those games are basic, but you get what I'm saying. Like a lot of people play those games. And then you got the hardcore gamers like me, who I guess got the PC, got all these different things. And so then you're in the stage where it's cool. Then you get to the stage where we're at now, where it's like, all right, you're done with college and you still play a lot of games. A lot of people think I'm a loser, but good for them. But we're entering this stage now where, it might seem like bad timing to some people, but here we are again. I started my YouTube channel in late sophomore year. And I wanted to make content. But this time, for the first time, I actually had a back of my mind Christian motive. I thought, you know, because if you know anything about the gaming world, it does not have the gospel at all. And so they need people there in the scene. And so if anyone's listening and you're not a Christian, I'm not trying to come force it on you. I'm not trying to shove it down your throat. But there's things that as a Christian, I believe are right to do. And I can do that on my streams and be an influence that I want to be. Other people don't dictate what kind of influence you want to have. You dictate what kind of influence you want to have. So like, I know I don't always have friends that I'm playing with that are keep the standard, but like, I don't use language. I don't use bad language in my personal life ever. I never have. And I don't bring it out on stream. I learned a hard lesson early in my streaming time of be careful what you play because you never know who's watching. You know? And so it's like, I'm growing with it. And I'm thinking, all right, you know, like you can have an influence here. And people listen when you say stuff, when you do stuff, they watch. And so if I'm not cussing up a storm, if I'm not degrading other people and putting them down while I'm streaming, that's a decent place. And then of my faith, I'm not afraid to talk about it. If somebody brings it up, I will talk about it. But I'm not afraid to, and I'm not going to go nuts of making that the only thing you hear. All right, so that's the motive. That's the motive. That's how we got to the motive. It took me all these years, but then when I was in college and I was growing in my faith, I was more serious about it, and I wanted to do it. Well, people just didn't accept it. There's a lot of people in my life that just didn't accept it. They didn't agree with it. They thought it was a waste of time. Some of them have actually told me that. Some of them have told me that indirectly. And so when I started streaming in January, it just really didn't sit well with a lot of people. And a lot of people, I'm more thinking, should I say this? Because if I say this, two people may think of themselves directly if they ever heard this episode. But they viewed it as like running from the faith almost. Like I would tell this person I had to call to ministry and they would say like, oh, you're running from ministry. You're running from God's calling by doing this. Almost like I'm being disobedient by doing this, but I don't feel the same way. So my motive is to be a Christ-like example in the internet world. Someone who shows love over anything else. And do that to the best of my ability if the Lord allows it. I have prayers in this saying, if you can use me in a mighty way for this, make it fruitful. And it's getting fruitful. So you tell me whose plan this is and who's running from what. But so that's the thing. That's the ground foundation that I wanted to break off our start of the streaming thing. I wanted people to know, because I know a lot of people that are listening to this are my friends who are Christian, so I wanted this to hit differently. All right, so that's my foundation of why I do it. You also have other reasons that involve I like it. Who said it's a crime to do what you like? I have so much fun when I present go live, and those few consistent people are always in my chat. Shout out to you. You know who you are when you listen to this. And I'm meeting new people. I'm meeting new friends. And a lot of these friends aren't believers such as myself, but they're good people. A lot of them are good people, and they're just confused on how to do it, on how to be a good person the right way. They try to be a good person in the world standards. You know, a lot of acceptance, a lot of things like that. And I'm not going to attack them for that. They're doing what they think is the right thing to do with a good heart. They just don't have maybe the same guidance I have. But these people are good people, and I enjoy getting to know them. And I just want to be around them. I just want them to see who I am, see who I am in life, how I live out my life, how I live my marriage, things like that. And I'm living in a way where I pray that is an example. So that is why I'm pursuing it. And I wanted this to be an episode that cleared up a lot of confusion. A lot of people think I'm streaming just because it's a fun hobby. I've told some people I make side money on it. And I'll be honest. Some of it's been embarrassment. There's been times I've let those people's comments and stuff get to my head, and I don't want to talk about it or promote it because I'm embarrassed. I don't want people to think I'm a failure, but honestly, this could be an overcoming moment for me because I don't think I am. All right. I'm doing what I got to do to provide for my family. And I'm doing what I feel like is a way I can be obedient to the Lord. And if you don't understand that, it's not my problem. But to clear up any confusion, if you see my post on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat of sharing these dreams, and you notice I'm doing it a lot, I intend for this to be my full-time job. I intend to make full-time content for an audience. It's what I want to do. And if it doesn't work out in the long run, then there was a different path for me. But right now, my path is this, and I believe that, and I know that, and there's no more uncertainty. I work a regular job on the side, doing what I'm doing. Maybe I'm not using my college degree at the current moment, but you know what? If you also know me, some people think if you're not even going to use your college degree you went, there's a good chance you wasted your money. Well, I know a lot of people that didn't. And money is a subjective thing. Money is a lot of the times so irrelevant to me. I'm not doing it for the money. I went to college to meet the people I met, grow as a person in the time that I did, and I ended up with a degree, just being honest. I proved to myself that I could sit out on something for 4 years and complete it. I didn't go there with the strongest desire to be a teacher. You got to get a degree, and that's what I wanted to do if I was going to get a chance to work. And the Lord has not opened that door up. Teaching is not in my immediate future at this time. But hey, I got those things handled. Don't worry about it. I'm talking about streaming. But I have one of the most common questions I've gotten when streaming about, it's pretty much from the same people that really don't like that I do this, and they wish I didn't. They think it's wrong. They think it's childish or immature that I'm doing all this at my age. Okay. The most common question I've gotten, though, is what does Sydney think? What does Sydney think about this? Well, the deep, deep talks we have about it are private between husband and wife. But for you guys to know, there's not one person on this planet who is more supportive than her. In just every way. And I would have already given up if it wasn't for her. Because that's one of the reasons I've given up in the past. I didn't have any support. I would do it. And you have like that service level support where people are like, okay, cool. But they're not going to help you. They're not going to encourage you to keep going when it's difficult. And it's been difficult in this run that I'm in since January. Tough decisions I've had to make about things. But she's been there every step of the way. And someone's like, what do your parents think? Well, my parents are the second most supportive group of people on this planet. So thank you for asking. I have support from the people that matter. And the people that matter closely to me in my life agree with this vision, agree with this drive, and support it. So it's honestly, that's all I care about. So this was just a short little episode talking about my streaming desire. Well, I guess I can also talk about where I want to be. This is where I hope to be. If you want to know where I hope to be, I'll tell you where I hope to be. So the immediate thing that everybody thinks about when I say I want to be a full-time streamer, do you know how hard that is? Do you know how difficult it is to get there? Well, first of all, you're thinking of the most popular of populars, and don't tell me you're not. When I think about being a full-time streamer, you think about the biggest names. You know, the millions of followers on this platform or that platform, and 800,000 followers on Twitter, you know, things like that. Well, those are the one in a millions. Streaming's not like professional sports. You know, it's not like a select few make it, a select few, everyone else doesn't. everyone thinks you're not made. Like whenever they think of that, they're thinking of the big numbers, the high dollars. Nobody's thinking about the streamers that make $50,000 a year. You know, there's streamers that are full-time streamers that make $45,000 to $40,000 a year. And they live on their own, which is pretty good to live on your own and make that much. Being full-time doesn't mean I'm super famous. I don't care to be famous. All I care about is reaching a level where it can pay more than most jobs I'd have. And when that becomes the case, then you will see me do it full-time. But ultimately, where do I want to be? Well, I do want to have a level of growth and, of course, that you have to have with this. You have to have the followers. You have to have the audience. But I want my audience to be there for the right reason. And I want them to enjoy what I put out. The content I make. I put time into my content. So, when you see all these big streamers, they're in Texas or they're in Los Angeles or so, and they're doing all this famous stuff. I have no desire to get there. Even if I hit the numbers to be there, I will never move to those locations. Maybe Texas, but not Los Angeles. But what I do want to do, look around in Jonesboro. Who is a streamer around here? A lot, but who's like the streamer of the town? No one. Let it be me. So many streamers have the aspirations to get out. They want to go somewhere. And yeah, you know, we can move. But I want to make content for the people here. I want the people in Jonesboro to watch my streams. I want the people in Jonesboro to listen to my podcast. I want to partner with businesses in Jonesboro for my sponsors, not some big wig corporates. I want to have Jonesboro be my place. You know what I mean? Instead of getting sponsored by some energy drink that's located in, I don't know, like Phoenix, Arizona or something, Nevada. I'd rather have a drink or a company and a beverage company that is sponsored here in Jonesboro. Maybe they make their stuff here in Jonesboro. Their headquarters is here. You know what I mean? I want to bring local businesses in my town to light through my stuff. So that's one of the visions. I want to have the freedom to make content for people and try things out. The more I'm learning about myself, I'm wondering if doing the exact same thing for the rest of my life is not what's in my cards. I love to try new things, not maybe foods, but other things. And so this would allow me to have the freedom to try all these different things when making content, because you can make content in a variety of different ways. And it's just what I love doing this. I have so much fun. I have so much fun making these podcasts. I have so much fun streaming. I'm posting my first YouTube video the day this is being recorded. And so I'm pumped. I'm having so much fun doing it. So that is where we're at with the stream stuff. If you want to support, you can follow me on kick.com/EthanCGlynn. If you followed me on Twitch, I would appreciate if you would make the jump to follow me on Kick. It's a lot better for me as a creator to stream on Kick than Twitch. Twitch has had a lot of mistakes lately. They made a lot of bad decisions that don't support the people who stream on there. It almost like takes away a bunch of their abilities, a bunch of their freedoms of what they can and cannot do. And Kick was made by a bunch of successful streamers. That's who founded it. And it is pretty much created to be the Twitch killer. A bunch of streaming services have tried to compete side by side with Twitch and they've lost. Kick does not want to compete with Twitch. Kick, I think, legitimately wants to end Twitch. And they're doing a good job right now. So I'm switching over to Kick. And if you could follow me, that's all I ask for, support. I don't ask for money. I ask for just a simple follow. You make an account with your email, you can follow me. And that'd be all I ask. And if you enjoy what I put out, then come check it out. But That is pretty much my episode for today. I just wanted to simply open up my heart to you guys about how serious I'm about streaming. It is a passion that I want to continue to pursue, and I would greatly appreciate your support for the kingdom. Next episode, next week, will be a funny one, trust me. Hope you guys have a great week. Thank you for tuning in on this awesome Thursday. Hey, Father's Day is coming up this Sunday. Think about those. Go see your father if they're alive. If you don't have a good relationship with him, maybe it's now the time to mend it. If it's not, it's not. If you have a good relationship with your father, go tell him you love him. Tell him how much you miss him if you're away from them, or think about them. And be grateful. And if you know someone who maybe has lost their father, go be there for him. And if you are that person listening that has lost their father, I'm here for you. It's tough. And you're not forgotten. But don't forget Father's Day. Thank you.